This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Declaring acts of domestic terror have been committed by violent demonstrators, U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to end what he called the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout the country. Mr. Trump said he was mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including Second Amendment rights. Just before the president spoke, reporters awaiting his remarks in the Rose Garden could hear loud explosions from volleys of tear gas fired around Lafayette Park, where riot police holding shields aloft pushed back peaceful demonstrators. Rubber bullets were also fired, and police on horseback were brought in to help clear the area. The movement of law enforcement came less than half an hour before a 7 p.m. curfew went into effect for Washington, D.C. The action cleared the way for the president clear the way, not for the smell of tear gas, around St. John's Church. It's a block north of the White House, to which Mr. Trump walked just minutes after the curfew went into effect. The historic Episcopal Church suffered minor damage Sunday evening when a small fire was set to its basement. In front of the boarded-up church, Mr. Trump held a Bible and referred to the United States as the greatest country in the world, saying we're going to keep it safe. Then Mr. Trump walked back to the White House surrounded by heavy security. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential candidate in the November election, was one of several who slammed the president for using the American military against the American people after the president vowed to order an army crackdown on the sweeping civil unrest. This is VOA News. Washington's mayor, Muriel Bowser, is calling President Trump's actions shameful, going on to say that a full 25 minutes before a curfew of without provocation, federal police used munitions on peaceful protesters in front of the White House, an act that will make the job of the D.C. Police Department more difficult. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo also expressed outrage over the incident. He said what the president did was he called out the American military against American citizens. A Minneapolis medical examiner has classified George Floyd's death as a homicide, saying his heart stopped as police restrained him and compressed his neck. The medical examiner's report also lists heart disease and hypertension as other significant conditions, along with fentanyl intoxication and recent methamphetamine use. A widely seen video that shows Floyd struggling with a police officer holding his knee on his neck has sparked the national outrage and protest. Floyd's family said Monday that its independent autopsy found Floyd died by asphyxiation, and their attorney called for charges against the police officer to be upgraded to first-degree murder. An Illinois man who allegedly said that he was traveling to Minneapolis to riot after the death of George Floyd has been charged on federal counts. The 28-year-old Matthew Lee Rupert is charged with civil disorder, rioting, and possession of unregistered destructive devices. An FBI affidavit says that Rupert posted videos to his Facebook page last week that showed him in Minneapolis handing out explosives to others. More than 375,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 have been recorded globally, more than 105,000 in the United States. The number of worldwide infections is well above 6.2 million and above 1.8 million in the U.S. South Korea is testing a new quick response code system this week to log visitors at high-risk entertainment facilities, restaurants, and churches in a bid to track coronavirus cases and prevent further spread of the disease. The decision to mandate QR codes to register visitors' identities came after authorities struggled to trace people who had visited a number of nightclubs and bars at the center of the virus outbreak last month, after much of the information on handwritten visitor logs was found to be false or incomplete. Starting June 10th, visitors to nightclubs, bars, karaoke clubs, daytime discos, indoor gyms, and more will be required to use any of a number of commercially available apps to generate a one-time personalized QR code that can be scanned at the door. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Oh, oh.